Thank you, Dr. DiNardo. So let's begin by providing a brief overview of cyto and molecular genetics in acute myeloid leukemia and how they are used to assess prognosis in this disease. What you can see on this slide here is the 2017 European Leukemia Net risk stratification by cytogenetics. And really the important thing to note here is that when a patient is diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, we classify them based on their cyto and molecular genetics into favorable risk group, an intermediate risk group, and an adverse risk group. I think it's important to know that all of these things are relative. So even the favorable risk group, the overall survival for many of these patients at 5 years is only about 60 to 65%. So favorable is relative to the adverse risk group, where the overall survival at 5 years is more in the range of 10 to 20%. You can also see, without going through all of this in great detail, that there are certain cytogenetic abnormalities and molecular genetic abnormalities that put you in the favorable risk group, specifically patients with what's called core binding factor leukemias. That's patients who have a translocation between chromosomes 8 and 21 or an inversion 16. Those patients are in the favorable risk group. If patients have normal cytogenetics with biallelic mutated CBP alpha, they're favorable risk. And then the European Leukemia Net classifies mutated nucleophosmin and PM1 without a FLT3 internal tandem duplication or with a FLT3 internal tandem duplication where there's only a little bit, so a low variant allele frequency, they also classify that as favorable risk. If you look at the adverse risk group, probably the important thing to know here is that if you have three or more cytogenetic abnormalities, that's bad. That's called a complex karyotype. And anyone who's got a P53 mutation, that is also bad. I refer back to this pretty often myself. I don't have it memorized. And I think it's important whenever you see a new patient with acute myeloid leukemia to look back at this so you can classify whether your patient is in a favorable, intermediate, or adverse risk group.